With Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. According to the 2021 report on package theft in America, 43% of Americans say they have been a victim of package theft, with the average cost of a stolen package at $136. Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd tells Radio on the Go News, don't become another victim, especially this time of year.
Be wary of putting a note on your door that says that package is inside. You know, essentially you're letting everyone know you're not home, and in a lot of cases that the door's unlocked. So be mindful of that when it comes to online shopping, even when you're out bringing home gifts and that kind of thing, that you're just putting them in a secure spot in your home.
Dodd says security systems could also make a great Christmas gift idea.
We're able to identify a lot of suspects. We're able to make numerous arrests based on people's home cameras. And anymore, the affordability of them has come down more cost-effective than they were even 5 and 10 years ago. So it's a fantastic investment to put cameras on your house, motion lights. They even make now smart light bulbs, smart lights you can control from your phone. You can give the appearance that you are home. You can switch up lighting in your home, and you don't have to be an expert to operate it. A lot of people are able to do it with just some simple instructions, and don't be intimidated by it. It's definitely worth its weight.
Those that live close to a street or in plain sight of onlookers, work during the day, order expensive products, or have lots of deliveries are at a higher risk of having deliveries stolen. The Iowa Finance Authority Board of Directors announced the award of a total of more than $9 million in grants to 27 local housing trust funds to support local housing initiatives. The grant funds will be used for initiatives such as preserving aging housing stock, subsidizing local rental and down payment assistance programs, and supporting housing for persons with disabilities. The Homeward Housing Trust Fund, which includes Franklin, Hancock, and Wright counties, will receive $369,374, while the Iowa Northland Regional Housing Council Local Housing Trust Fund, which includes Butler and Grundy counties, will receive $357,626. In addition, the NIACOG Housing Trust Fund will receive $285,681 for Cerro Gordo and Floyd counties, and the Region 6 Housing Trust Fund, which includes Hardin County, will receive $337,295. Wednesday afternoon, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested 29-year-old Jenna Germanson of Hampton, who was wanted on a warrant for a probation violation from the original charge of third-degree theft. Germanson is being held at the Bremer County Jail. The Clarksville City Council recently held a special meeting and accepted the resignation of City Clerk Lori Peterson. Her last day will be on Monday, December 6th. The Clarksville City Council also voted to approve advertising for the full-time City Clerk position. A new monthly survey of business leaders in 9 Midwest and Plains states shows the region's economy remains healthy, and overall confidence in the economy over the next 6 months has improved, but about half of supply managers surveyed expect supply chain disruptions to get worse for the first 6 months of 2022. Firms reported that transportation issues such as trucking, air and rail delays were the greatest factors accounting for supply chain disruptions. The overall index for November of the Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions released Wednesday fell to 60.2 from October's 65.2. Any score above 50 on the survey's indexes suggest growth. The monthly survey covers Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. The Iowa Attorney General's Office says a 6-year effort to clear a backlog of untested sexual assault evidence kits throughout the state has wrapped up. Iowa Public Safety Commissioner Stephen Baines worked with the AG on the project.
We thank the Attorney General's Office for joining us in tackling this problem. And more importantly, we want to thank the victim advocates, the investigators, and the prosecutors who dedicate their lives seeking justice for the victims of sexual assault.
There were more than 4,200 unsubmitted sexual assault kits across the state, and the project used $3 million in federal grant money to test 1,606 kits.
The DCI Crime Lab is the only accredited forensic laboratory in the state that can process these kits, but the backlog had grown so large over time that we could not process all of them. So through this grant, we were able to work out an agreement with a private company that assisted us in clearing that backlog.
Bain says they were able to create a tracking system so victims know where their evidence is and also improved the speed of the system to allow them to process more kits.
In 2018, the crime lab processed 439 sexual assault kits. In 2019, that number was 433. Well, in 2020, with the assistance of additional analysts to address the backlog, the lab processed 1,298 sexual assault kits.
This year, they have already tested 734. The grant protocol excluded many kits from testing for several reasons, including the lack of police reports or victim information, or being too recent. Only kits collected before April 28th of 2015 could be tested under the grant. Bain says the process is now keeping new kits from sitting in evidence rooms.
Since the inception of this project with the Attorney General's office, the lab has seen an 87% increase in sexual assault kit submissions. Now, almost every law enforcement agency in the state are sending their kits to the lab.
Attorney General Tom Miller says with the backlog of kits cleared up, he does not believe it will become a problem again. The Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake is lining up concerts for 2022. The latest announcement concerns a concert by Lita Ford with Jack Russell's Great White that is set for January 14th. Tickets are $35 in advance and $40 at the door the night of the show. Tickets for Lita Ford with Jack Russell's Great White go on sale tomorrow at 8 a.m. For more information, you can go to surfballroom.com. That's surfballroom.com. Our high thus far for today here at the Radio on the Go studios in Hampton, 54 degrees. Our morning low, 43. For Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.